Chapter 6, Libertarian Class Analysis. Marx's class analysis, with its recurring problem of the cross-class nature of statists and anti-statists, lies in shreds. Clearly, oppression exists, but another class model is needed to explain how it works. The libertarian class model advanced by Murray and Rothbard is based on the relation of the individual to the state, which springs from Franz Oppenheimer's paradigm of the evolution of the state. The sweep of history, Oppenheimer wrote, was a long account of the parasitic class continually transforming itself with new religions and ideologies to justify its existence and repeatedly hoodwink the productive class into serving it. As Sec 3 explained, today the state uses democracy, victim participation in his own plunder, liberalism, leash the state to make it more palatable, conservatism, unleash the state against, quote, enemies, commies or capitalists, perverts or straights, heretics or orthodox believers, difference one or difference two, and other nostrums, snake oil or anti-concepts, to beguile its victims into accepting continued plunder, taxation, murder, war and execution, and slavery, conscription and taxation again. Socialism, including Marxist variants, is just another dogma used to justify the state's existence, and it is one of the most appealing. Almost all libertarians accept that the state divides society into two classes, those who gain by the existence of the state and those who lose. Most libertarians also agree that society would be better off if the state were eliminated or at least shrunk significantly. But despite efforts of the late Rothbard and others to raise libertarian class consciousness, most American libertarians seem to find discussion of class theory offensive, impolite, and not respectable. They appear to believe that only right-wing kooks and commies talk about ruling classes and class structures. Nevertheless, efforts to expand libertarian class theory into a comprehensive model have continued.